Although she was born in the United States, Gwambo Nana Inkwete was never far from her African roots because of her name.
Every day people would ask me, where is your name from? And I'd have to kind of explain to them my heritage. And it was a moment of education for me, and I got to be an ambassador for the continent in many different ways.
Inkwete is a recent graduate of the University of Iowa Writers Workshop and teaches fiction writing at Coe College in Cedar Rapids. She's polishing a collection of short stories called Like Walking on Cowrie Shells. On a December morning in a meeting room at the Iowa City Public Library, she shares memories of her family's homeland, Cameroon, in West Africa.
They call it Africa in miniature. It's a place where you can find like the grasslands, but there's also like the desert in the north, and we even have a rainforest, and there's savannas. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful country.
Inkwete moved to Cameroon with her family when she was 14, an awkward age for a major resettlement. But she says it was a profound period for her, a time when she discovered who she was.
I spent 4 years there, but it was like dog years, where it was like those years where I was really, really, I fully came into my own in terms of understanding my family and my culture.
Inkwete's road to Iowa City was filled with twists. She trained and practiced as a nurse. She entered law school. She also held on to a dream that formed when she was 9 years old, to be a writer.
It's something that is scary, and trying to say that I want to make my living making up people, you know. It's like saying I want to be a fairy princess, you know. So I finally had the courage, to say, this is what I want. Just do it.
Now, after finishing the 2-year program at the Iowa Writers' Workshop, Inkwete is deep into completing her collection of short stories. Some are set in Cameroon. Some take place in Cameroonian neighborhoods in the U.S. She spins love stories, murder tales, and even introduces zombies into the mix. Many of her characters speak in the musical rhythms of her home country.
We come from people who are accented, and I've just lived in places where there's Creole, there's Pidgin English, there's Camfranglais, which is this broken French English, and any other hodgepodge of the 250 languages that exist in Cameroon.
Inkwete says through her fiction, she's trying to correct misperceptions most Americans have about the African continent.
Every time you see some writing about Africa, it's typically about how it's some place that's war-torn or famine-stricken or some tribal fighting is going on. And, I mean, I lived in Africa for 4 years. I was in the capital city, mind you, but I never met a warlord. I don't even know what that's about.
In her writing, Inkwete says, she wants to depict the lives of everyday people who share her own multicultural background. She says she brings a special understanding to this task. As someone with an insider's view of life on the streets of Cameroon, and as an outsider looking at that nation's cultural heritage from far away. In Iowa City, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.